Hey Justin, I'm 24 years old and currently stuck at a crossroads in my life. I have been in nursing school in LA for the past year and took the last semester off in order to start my detailing business and see how it goes. My friend, who has a moving business making 50K a month cash flow, has also been my mentor and opened my eyes to what someone could make running a business instead of working for someone else. I went door knocking in wealthy neighborhoods almost every day for the past 4 months and had weeks where I made up to 2.5K. Frankly, LA had a high cost of living, so I'm planning to move to Austin, Texas to start an Airbnb arbitrage with my friend while also starting my detailing business full-time. My business and my friends are urging me to finish school first so that I'll have a backup plan, especially in a recession. But my mentor buddy is telling me not to take advice from people who are not wealthier than me, which is why I'm trying to get advice from someone, you, who is far more successful than us combined. Take into consideration that I have never finished anything in my life, and finishing nursing school will be one of the first. With nursing, I will also have a financial bench to stand on no matter what the market is like. But my mentor and I also heard you say that you don't have a backup job that you can get comfortable on. On the other hand, I also don't want to waste 1.5 years doing something I might never use. I understand diving into entrepreneurship and going fully into a business takes courage, and that really excites me. What would you do in my situation, and would you risk it all for a business such as detailing? I don't want to look back during the hard times and regret that I didn't finish school, but my goal is also to get rich by 35. I would really appreciate your insight on this. Thanks for inspiring young men like me.
Hello.
It's Justin. How you doing, man?
Hey, Justin. Thank you so much for calling me. It's a pleasure speaking to you.
Absolutely, man. I'm glad to be able to do it. I just had Pablo tell me about your situation with nursing school and the two businesses that you're looking at doing. You want to fill me in a little bit more on what you're thinking and what's going on?
Yeah. I took the last semester. I was halfway in between nursing school, but my buddy was an entrepreneur. He kind of like woke me up to the business thing, started my detailing business during the summer, and I went right through December with it. All I did was start door knocking, and I was by myself in my little car, door knocking in wealthy neighborhoods and making like on average like 2K a week. And now I've come at the dilemma again. Everyone else is telling me to finish the school because you don't know what the market's going to be like.
Who's everybody else?
Definitely my parents, older guys. There's one guy I look up to. He works out at the gym. He's kind of like the grandpa of the gym. And he's like, he had his own little business. If I were you, I would finish school a year and a half. I have a year and a half left. Everyone's telling me that, except that one friend, my actual buddy who's been keeping up with me, who's been telling me a lot about business, even throughout my detailing business. He told me a lot about how to grow it and all that. And he's saying the cost of opportunity, your mindset, cost of your mindset. And I'm like, what if I fail and everything? He said, failure is not a real thing. You just learn. You keep going at it. You see, what he's saying is like, even the business is not, I'm like detailing, it's not like your company, like steel business. It's an easy entry. He's saying that, which I agree. In the next couple of years, you learn the skills of business, and by then I'll figure it out and go into another business or something like that. So I don't know if I should. I have no clue right now. What would you do if you were in my kind of spot right now?
So I often say, if I could go back in time and get that 4 years back from college, I would take it. I can't imagine where I would be if I had that 4 years back. I'd probably be where I'm going to be in 4 years in regards to the steel business, because I would have took those hits earlier. I would have been able to navigate through those things at an earlier age, and therefore I'd be further along now. What I'm going to tell you is if you get into nursing, it's going to be very time intensive, and there's a good chance that your whole body, your whole mindset, your whole rhythm is going to get into kind of a circadian rhythm working for somebody else.
Yeah.
And so I think that's probably a really big risk, because you can get comfortable, the money's going to be good, and there's a good chance that you're not going to have enough free time to go start another business. So let's talk about the two business models that you're looking at doing and what you said in the message. First of all, what I heard from you in your message is that you're looking at doing two businesses, possibly two at a time. So I want to look at both of those businesses and the upside and the downside of both. So let's take the detailing business. Detailing business, in my opinion, is going to be a very technician-based business, which means in the beginning, and probably for quite a while, unless you can grow into a place where you have a car wash and you have multiple staff, you can't leverage people. So you're going to be washing a lot of cars and spending a lot of time at the lowest level of your business. Like if you were to draw an organizational board, at the very bottom would be the guy pushing the rag on the car. So that's going to be you. The upside of that business is that if you have high level clientele, it's pretty recession proof. Rich people pretty much stay rich during recessions and still spend money. The problem with the model I see is that it's going to be centered around you and you you trading time for money, which is basically a job.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. That's what my buddy's saying too. He's like, as soon as you get settled, because I've been, in the past couple of months, I've been jumping from like Sacramento to LA and different cities in LA. I haven't been able to like stay somewhere to grow it. And that's what my buddy's saying too. He's like,
but even
you
if you grow
somewhere.
It. Even if you grow it, you're gonna it's gonna have five cars lined up and you're gonna have one other guy, and that particular individual is not gonna be very excited about the amount of money you're gonna pay him to wash a car, which is gonna bring on risk to you in regards to your staff and your manpower to get it done and scale it up in any way. You're always gonna have a mercenary working for you that's not gonna be happy pushing a rag for you, you know?
Yeah.
There's nothing that's gonna excite a young man about washing a 60-year-old man's car when a blonde gets out and he's like, why the fuck am I washing this car for this other guy that's actually making all the money? You have to be able to see into the future in that regard, and I just think it's going to be a hard business to scale unless somehow you can get into the car wash business, which I think is also really risky, and you're going to have the same problem when it comes to staff. So getting them trained, getting them happy, and getting them in a place where they wash the car, because I can tell you something, man, if you have high level clients, like if you were to wash my G-Wagon, I'd have a pretty high expectation of you doing a good job. So you're just going to be 100%. Catching it from both ends, bro. When it comes to the real estate arbitrage thing, that seems like something that's a bit more scalable. Your downside risk right now is going to be, as the economy gets worse, less and less people are going to be able to afford an Airbnb. Less people are going to want to travel. But I do think that if you get really, really good at Airbnb, most people that do Airbnb, they're kind of like fair weather business people. They take it when it comes. It'll pay their mortgage once or twice a year, three times a year, four times a year max. And they're not really running the business at a high level. So if you could get in that business, get a good list of vendors that are that will clean, that will do the things that you need to do. You can set up some systems. You can have some really good systems for acquiring properties in regards to getting in touch with people that are renting and talking them through the process of what you plan to do with Airbnb arbitrage. You can leverage their property and very, very likely start cash flowing in a much larger way, in a large scalable way, pretty quickly. And if you get big enough, then you have a better position to negotiate with your vendors on cleaning and any other things that you're going to do.
Right. Okay. That's what we were both going to do in Austin. He knows Austin pretty well.
I think that Austin is a really good market to do that in. I think people are going to come to Austin regardless.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the hottest cities in America. And if you can get Airbnb arbitrage going there and you have a partner, somebody that's willing to work on it with you for 24 hours a day and really make it work, then I think that you possibly have something that's worth doing. And in regards to school, man, if you have this entrepreneurship on your mind, I don't even think you're going to give school your whole heart. So if I were you.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
I would dump the washing cars and I would go to Austin, find a little job that you can afford to lose so you two can pay the bills, and then really ramp up the Airbnb thing. That's what I would do if
go
I would.
Go all in, okay.
Yeah, and don't do two businesses. Don't do both, do one.
Right.
Burn the fucking boat and do one.
Okay, I think that's better. I had one more thing in my mind too, which is kind of regarding to real estate, but I've been arguing that with my buddy. He's like, realtor, he did the math. He's like, you can't really, cause I'm trying to hit going to the millions, right? Like, you know, like by 35. And he's like, you can't, the top 1% that don't even make like maybe a couple mil a year on the realtor business. What do you think about becoming a real estate agent?
I don't think you need it. I think people make the mistake all the time. They want to be in the real estate business. And they think to do that they need to become an agent first. You need to understand the food chain, my friend. So at the very bottom of it, you have a buyer and you have a real estate agent. Let's say you're renting a place. You have a renter and then you might have an agent help them find that. But at the top, man, you always have an investor. Always. Even if you get to raw dirt building a house or building an apartment building, at the very, very top is the investor. That's above the architect, the agent, everything. The contractor, the subcontractor, the guy working on his tools, man. The investor's at the top of the food chain. You need to realize where you want to be and where the real money is made. And the real money is made in financial education and being the investor. If I were you, I would disregard being a real estate agent because honestly, it's not even the best time to be an agent right now. Agents are dropping left and right. You're seeing it all over the news. In Vegas, they're dropping every day because, you know, the interest rates are high. Houses aren't getting sold. If I were you, man, I would stick to the plan that I had and go figure out how to make money in real estate, whether it's through the arbitrage or taking money that you make from the arbitrage and putting it into investment property that you can kind of diversify your Airbnb and long-term rentals for and go get rich.
Okay.
And what you really want is wealth, man. You really want wealth. And wealth is going to be you having equity in some properties at some point and being able to either sell those or 1031 into something else or never sell them and just let the property go up in value again and again and again while you take the cash cash flow and the depreciation against your income.
Yes, I understand. Yeah, thanks for cleaning everything out. Funny thing, I was actually just door knocking right now for detailing before you called me. So I'm going to stop that now, I guess.
You're not going to get rich washing people's car, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Understand what the guy that pulls up with his Mercedes for you to wash it, he's really high up on the totem pole. Know where you are in the food chain, G.
Okay. For sure.
All
right. Yeah, you're right about the people. Like, my labor is not going to do as good of a job on the G-Wagon.
No, of course not. You're going to do a great job because you want to make your customer happy and come back. Your guy, he's just there for a paycheck in that business. He's got no future, and he knows it. And there's nothing you can do to paint a picture for him to do better.
Okay. So,
and then you're going to take the brunt of that from the customer. Go build a business where people can be happy and that you can leverage and you can get way at the top of the food chain and make some money.
Yes, sir. Do you know, if I go into Airbnb arbitrage thing, I want to buy property later on, how would the mortgage thing work out? Do you have any experience in that or not?
The mortgage is on the investment properties?
Yeah, because usually all I know is the banks need like 2 years of work experience to pull out a mortgage, but now I don't have that work experience.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna ask you for financials. I think if you build the arbitrage business up, see, the thing is, you want to make money, protect it from a tax perspective if you can, and then make it grow. And so show them 2 years of your business knocking it out of the park, doing 10, 20 grand a month, so they can trust you as a guarantor. And then really, if you're buying a commercial property, they should be looking at the property just as much as they're looking at you. So if they believe that property is going to cash flow and you can get good debt on it, and they believe in the property, you should always look at the bank as your partner. They don't want your asset, bro. They want your money. So go build your business, make money for a couple of years, show some good returns. They're going to ask for them in a personal financial statement. They're going to look at you and the property, and you'll be fine, man. They might have you put a little extra money down. They might be completely okay with it. But you got to start somewhere. And I think making money in this business and showing that you can manage properties through the Airbnb arbitrage is going to give you a little bit of an advantage. All right, man, go kill it. I got to go do an interview.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you, Justin. Really, really appreciate it. Have a good day, man.